Mike Lance is going to be joining us for the Parashah.
Kobe Lance will be joining
us. Wednesday, Parashas Nesa, Shir Chaf Aleph. Parashas Shlach.
I keep saying Nesa every week. I say Nesa. Every single week I say Nesa.
You know where his room is?
No.
You know where his room is? It's in the. Okay, Rabbeisai, we're here on Daf Dalid Amid Aleph, and we're speaking about the Sugya of Hoysa Gavoya Yud Tvachim. Yud Tvachim, the number Yud Tvachim, the makor for that is Unzere Mishnah Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Beis Amid Aleph says, Hoysa Gavoya Lamana Meser Mama Psula, Rabbi Yudah Machshir, V'sheinu Gavoya Asara Tvachim, and Shein L'Shosh Tefanot Chamsu Mitzvah is Psula. So that's where we get the number Asar Tvachim from. And over here, what does Rashi say? She'ena goy Asar. Gemara Mefarish Taima. The Gemara is going to tell me the reason why it has to be Asar Tvachim, but Asar Tvachim is our minimum. This Sukkah is Hoysa Gavoy Asar Tvachim. Psh, Baruch Hashem. We made it above the minimum. We got over the threshold. It's Hoysa Gavoy Asar Tvachim. Nor Vajit. Norvas Hutzim Yardim Lesach Yud. Hutzim, the ends of the Schach are coming into the Yud. They have entered into the Yud. Sovar Abayla Meimar Imchamosan Meruba Mitzilosan Kishero. Abayi thought to say, if the Chamosa is Meruba Mitzilosa, it's kosher. If it would be Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa, then what would it be? Why is it possible? Schach is lower than Yud. So Rabbi Lameimer, Rabbi thought, yeah, but if it's Chamsu Meitzilsa, it's going to be kosher. Zoktei Ligirashi, so Rabbi Lameimer, Diki Heichi, Dibi Goiva, Loi Mimati Lehachshir, just like if it's high. So, if it's chamsa meruza that will not be mamayit in order to be machshirit, heichas shechamosa meruba mitzilosan b'nemuchanami loy mimati lifsoil v'im chamosa meruba mitzilosan kshera. I thought just like if it's too big, you want to make it smaller, it doesn't help. If it's chamsa mitzilsa, so too, if it's gonna make it too small, if it's big enough, but it's gonna make it too small, it won't bother you. It's lechayra chamsa mitzilsa. It's kiman delesa, and it's not a problem.
Why don't you say it's schach pasul the same way schach pasul over esimam? If that makes it chamsa mitzilsa. Over 20 Amis, you say it's Chach Pasul, even if Chamas Mimim Tzlasa.
Why do you say it's...
It's the Gemara, the Rashi is called Chach Pasul, even
right.
If it's Chamas Mimim Tzlasa. So
right.
Then under 10 Tvachim should say the same Sul.
So you'll close it.
I feel Chamas Mimim Tzlasa.
You'll close it, say close. It's a good question. I think Lady's asking a good question. Saying that if Lamailu Me'esrim is Chach Pasul, so lamata me'asor should be schach pasul, and if it's schach pasul, you're mitzarif schach pasul, but it's schach kosher. So if you hold when you're mitzarif, I mean, yeah, it's not enough here to be mitzarif. If you have a little schach pasul, just have a teeny bit of schach pasul. It's not gonna.
It's chamsa meruba.
What's
even schach pasul?
Yeah.
You only say it doesn't matter.
But if you want to say dear sruka, it's not schach pasul. It's not schach pasul. It's kosher schach.
Why? It's lamata me'asor.
You only say command less.
Lamailo me'asor is
your case. The
top is schach pasul.
Right.
If it's pachas me'asor, it's not schach.
Why not?
Because it's not a din in the schach, right? It's a din in the.
And why is lamailo me'asor a din in the schach?
We said
I'm not sure.
We said
chamasim mitzlasa.
No.
The Gemara says chamasim mitzlasa that's schach pasul. That's why the Rashi needs at the top sukkah underneath.
Only if you need it. If you don't need it, then but one piece of schach pasul can pass your sukkah.
The only say
well, I'm asking you a question. One piece of schach pasul.
That's only if it's not considered schach pasul. If it's less than 20 amis, chamasim mitzlasa. So you say less a dummy. But if it's over 20 amis, he's going to say it's schach pasul.
No. Only if it's tzilsum or mechamsa. Take a look.
Gemara,
no. Take a look. Not for now. Akoponim, over here, It's not going to be a problem at start of Schach Pasel. First of all, it's Chamsu Mitzilsa. I don't know if it's Schach Pasel, because it doesn't mean it's Schach Pasel. So, Kitzer, that's not a problem.
Why would it be Schach Pasel?
Well, let's leave it alone. It's not for now. It's not the Sugya. It's an interesting Ha'ara. It's for Night Seder. Shoin! Rabbi Isai! So, Rabbi Elameimer, it's going to be okay. Amalei Rava, Hadira Srucha hi! Vein Adam Dar Bedira Srucha! Nein! It's not good. It's a Dira Srucha. It sounds like, it sounds to me like Rava is coming from left field. So, Rabbi Elameimer, that it's going to be okay and you don't have a problem. What would have been the problem? What's the problem that Abai was like grappling with? Maybe your sukkah is lamata me'asara. No, but it's chamsum me'tzilsa. It's not a problem. It's klandalas. You hit your asara. You've crossed the threshold. Comes Rava and says, left field. What's left field? Ander a problem. Anayer a problem. It's a bazunder a problem. You understood one of those three, right? Okay. It's an egen a problem. What's that? Dira srucha. That's when he's coming. Comes along Rabbeinu Chanana. Let me send Rabbeinu Chanana. Says Rabbeinu Chanana on the side of the Gemara. Ha'isa gavoya asar tvachim. V'hutzim yordim l'soch yud tvachim. Docha rova divrei abaye. V'omar dira srucha hi upsula. So Rabbi said, whenever I read Rabbeinu Chanana, which is like practically a commentary on the Gemara, I'm always trying to contrast what did Rabbeinu Chanana say that the Gemara didn't say. There's two things, two bits of information I see in Rabbeinu Chanana, which I didn't see in the Gemara. One of them is, Docha Rava Divrei Abaye. The Gemara doesn't say, Docha Rava Divrei Abaye. It's true. The Gemara said, Sovar Abaye Lameimar. Sounds like Abaye thought to say, and Rava came and knocked him out. Maybe that's where Rabbeinu Chanana is coming from. Sovar Abaye Lameimar, bam, no, boom, you're out, you're wrong. Docha Rava Divrei Abaye. That's one. Number two, v'amar dira sruchahi upsula. It doesn't say the word psula in the Gemara. It just says dira sruchahi, v'anam darba dira srucha. What is the Rabbeinu Chanana shtelling of ek? It's pasul. And I can tell you that the two of these are going to be very much interconnected. Because if it wasn't pasul, I wouldn't say I'm being doicha abai. Abai says, sukkah's good, mitzara sora tzvachim, you're clear. Comes along Rava and says, yeah, but there's an issue of Dira Srucha. He's not Doicha Abaye. But if he's saying it's possible, he's Doicha Abaye. The Rambam, my friends, seems to argue over here on the Rabbeinu Chanana. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam. I'll just read you now one part of the one piece of the Rambam. V'tzorech lihi zoher shelo yehei hutzim va'alim shel schach yordim l'soich asar tvachim. Kidei shelo yotza lo b'yishivasoi. What does v'tzorech lihi zoher sound like from the Rambam? It's going to be kosher, just be careful. The Ritva brings das miktsas chachomim that it's lo lecha, it's lo lecha tchilo bilvad. It's only the Chatzchil. Tzorech li zohar. The Chari is referencing the Rambam.
That's what's mashma
the Gemara. The Gemara never uses the word pasul.
In
Adam Dar is a long, strong language. But yeah, so the Rambam holds it's the Chatzchila. The Rabbeinu Chanana argues upsula. According to the Rambam, is Rava really doiche Abaye? Abaye is in the sukkah's kosher. Right? Don't tell me it's a problem of Asar Tvachim. It's not a problem, it's kosher. What does Rava come along and say? You're right, it's kosher. But we got you. I just want you to know there's another issue here. It's not even ma'akev, it's not posel. It's not doiche. But according to Rabbeinu Chanana, that Rava is saying that you're wrong, it's posel. He's being doiche divrei
abaye. Why does it say sovar abaye?
So in a charam, it's more meduyik l'chayra, like Rabbeinu Chanana. That Rabbeinu Chanana is saying that we knocked off according to the Rambam.
The question is, Ein Adam Dar B'Dira Srucha. That sounds like the Rambam.
Okay, yeah.
We could
fight back and forth about that tonight. Thank you. keep the peace over here. But okay, it's definitely a deek of Savar as L'chor not Mashma. And on Dor Dafim Visin, I call upon him. I wanna understand, what's this Yisoid of Dira Surcha? So if you look in Rabbeinu Yonas and Miluniel, he's on the top. Savar Abaye Lameimar Kshera to Akimanda Lesnayodam. You're good, your schach is above 10. So it's not a problem. Amalei Rava, Haidi Rasruchi. Sharei, Ein Yochel Lamoid Besoicha, Afilu Mi Yushuf. Vishahutim Yardam, Portsim Esmoicha, Venoisnim, Venoikrin Esainov. What's the problem? Says Rabbeinu Yonas Emilia, Ein Olam Yochel Lamoid Besoicha, Afilu Mi Yushuf. What does he mean? What does it mean? In Olam Yochel Lamoid Besoicha, Afilu Mi Yushuf. Lamoid seems to mean to stand. And Yushuf means to sit. What does it mean? Enam Yochel Lamoid Besoicha Afilu Mi Yushuf. Chaim, how do you understand?
Can't last.
Can't last. Afilu Mi Yushuf. You can't stay there even sitting down. You can't blive in the sukkah. The sukkah is not a place where a person can be there for a minute or 2 minutes. But after a few minutes, you're moving this way, moving that way. It's like, oh, I got to get out of here.
I thought it's only like he's saying you're just going to be able to stand there. And he's trying to bring it out, and you can't even sit it here.
It doesn't, but listen to the diktuk. Let's be careful of the diktuk. Shaharei ein yochel lamoid besoicha afilu miyushuf. Sounds like you can't stay there even sitting. What about sleeping? Is there a problem sleeping in such a sukkah?
Once it's not good for one thing, it's not good for anything.
So why is it possible? What lasers by warning? Why is it possible? Why does the Rabbi Chanan say it's possible? It's just a problem that you can't sit there, but you could sleep there. The problem is because once it's not good for sitting, it's also not good for sleeping. Just like we said, a sukkah that's not good for sleeping is not good for eating. So the chayra, that's the pshat of Rabbeinu Chanan over here also. This sukkah would be fine for sleeping. It's not a problem for sleeping. The etzem, it's just a problem that you can't sit there. You can't blibe sitting there. Okay. So the problem here is that this is not a sukkah that you could stay in. If you look in the Rambam gives us many different types of sukkahs, and I want to discuss it with you. I want to see it inside, Rabbi Say. The Rambam Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Chamishi, starts off, Haschach shel sukkah eino kosher mikol dover. A schach of sukkah is not kosher from everything. Ein misachin ela bedavar shegiduloi min haaretz. Shenekar min haaretz. Has to have grown from the ground, but has now been disconnected from the ground. Vein makabel tuma. Vein rechora. Can have a bad smell. Vein a noisher. Vein a noivel. It doesn't shed. Right? If it sheds leaves, or if it wilts. Noivel tamid. Now, The first part of the Rambam, Gidulo Min Haaretz, where did the Rambam get that from? That's the Dindir Aisa, we learned the Mishnah. The Rambam says something else. Anything that doesn't have Rechoy Ra, bad smell. Why is bad smell a problem with your Sach? What does it say in the Torah it has to have a good smell?
You're not
going to
be sitting there.
What? You're not going to sit there. Says the Rambam. Sichich Gidulo Min Haaretz, Pesula! If you misach with something that's not gedulah min haaretz, it's not mekabel tuma, or you didn't disconnect it. So what's the din psula? What does psula mean? Midiraisa, midirabanan, midiraisa. This is not schach. Avol im ovar v'sichech bedavar hanoivel v'noisher o bedavar shereichayra ksheira shelo amru. We only said these things because we don't want you to leave the sukkah. But is there a paslus be'etzem and schach that smells bad?
No.
Is there a paslus be'etzem and schach that sheds?
No.
No. Or schach that shrivels? No. So why did the Rambam say before that it's not good schach? What did he mean it's not good schach?
It's not good, you can't do it.
It's more than lachatchila, I think. I think it's somewhat more than lachatchila. I think the Rambam is saying it's possible midrabbana. What I'm saying is possible midrabbana. What do I see the Rambam?
What's the name of Shera then?
Oh, good. Abolim ovar v'sichech. B'dover anoy lo v'anoysher. Shera. What does ovar mean?
You transgress something.
You transgressed something.
Right.
Well, it's lachatchila psul. It's lachatchila psul. I don't know exactly how to be magdu this, But he's saying that in the binyan hasukkah, the Torah is saying you have to build your sukkah with a davar that's not rechayra. You built it with that, so then your sukkah is going to be, it's you were over in your binyan hasukkah somehow.
Or if you were yotzei your chiyuv of yeshiva on the first night. If you built it, would you have to fix it?
It sounds like not. That's what it sounds like. Kshera, it sounds like. So obviously we have a first question. Toshitas Toisvus was what happens if you're over on an Isra Dirabana? Anyone remember Shitas Toisvus?
If you're Saisa Dirabana,
or Ma'akar the Diaraisa. Remember that? What was the case? Where was that Toisvus talking about? What was it in Dirabana? Which Dirabana? That really you're having a Bechina soon. Which Dirabana?
There's two cases.
Yeah, which ones?
The Shulchan.
Shem Shachach Shulchan is the case where Toisvus says it. We also spoke about it by Nesarim over there. Toys doesn't say it. Why not over here? Not, but Toys says you're over the Araisa, so then you're over the Rabbanu, over the Araisa. We said Gishama maybe not because he's an Oinus, right? And the case of if he would have written Psula, he'd make a mistake. Maybe it's a Shoygeg. But if a person's this person, we're not talking about Shoygeg or Oinus over here. Ovar v'sichech. So why does the Ram say that? Ram says look Shera. The Chayra, we see the Rambam Shita is what happens if you're over the Drabana? They're not like the Diraisa. The Chayra. Okay, but this is what gets complicated. You ready? The Rambam says, Vitzarech lihi zoher. This is for you with us. Shaloye hutzim va'alim shalschach yardim v'soich asar tvachim. Kidei shalo yitzar loy biyishivasai. It sounds to me the Rambam is breaking this up into three different categories. Category number one is something that's like not Makabal Tumah, something that's Makabal Tumah or Ein Geduah Min Haaretz. What's that din? How would you classify that? D'oraisa. Pasul Min D'oraisa. Rambam says Pasul Min D'oraisa. Second category the Rambam says is something that's Rechoy Ra, Noisher, something like that. Rambam says Im Ovar V'sichech Yotza. And the third category the Rambam says V'tzorech Lihi Zoher Shalehi Hutzim V'Alim Shal Schach Yodam Esoch Esoch Esoch. What's the suggestion? Why does the Rama make this just a suggestion? Hold on one second. Let me just finish. Why does the Rama make this just a suggestion? Sounds like it's just a suggestion. It's not more than Tzarech Lizar. You should be careful about it. Im Avar. He doesn't even talk about it if you're Avar because you're not Avar. It's not something that you're going to be. It's not a din Darabanan. It's to say this is a thing you should be careful about. The Rama is learning that this is not even like a mitzvah Darabanan, sounds like to me. Why not? What's the reason for Hutzin? What's it going to make you do? Leave your sukkah. What's the reason for Rechai Ra?
Leave your sukkah.
So what's the difference? Yeah. That was your kasha. That was his kasha. It's the Zalman Gazach Lechai Ra. Hold on a second. Let me just bring out this kasha. Let's enjoy the kasha. Right. The whole reason why we're saying there's a problem is that he should... He can't stay there. He's not going to blive there. So what's the difference? Chayra, the reason for Hutzin, and the reason for Dover, that's Rei Chayra, is the same reason. Enochanami, the Rambam in the Hakdama doesn't bring, in the Halacha Aleph, doesn't bring anything about Hutzin. Halacha Aleph, Rambam is telling Avek. Schach shel sukkah. It has to be gedula min haaretz, nekar min haaretz, en makabel tumah, en Rei Chayra, en noisher, ve'en noivel. Those. It doesn't mention anything about Hutzim. In like a base, he kind of like slips in Hutzim in the middle. Oh, Rechor has a problem? Also Hutzim. Why does he have to do it that way? Why can't he make Hutzim? Hutzim should also be Dindarabana.
It's a whole different discussion. Those are discussing materials. This is Pasul Schach. This is Kasher Schach.
Okay, good. Very good, Chaim. I'm going to try to bring out what you're saying with a lomdish, a tam, a flavor. Yeah. What do you say? Same thing. So Abu Isai, what they're saying is as follows. Sudo achiluk. By Rechoy Ra. The Rambam is not saying you can't have bad smell in your sukkah. The Rambam is not saying you can't build your sukkah next to a farm. The Rambam is saying your schach can't be something that's Rechoy Ra. In other words, this is the din in the heft of the schach. But the hutzim that are yordim are a chelik of the heft of the schach. No, why not? Because they are Chamsim or Meitzelza. Command the Letza. They're not a chelik of your schach. So, there the Rambam says, that's not, that's different. That's different. Okay, but Lamaisa, my friends, what's the reason why we don't want schach letzrecho ra? Because we don't want him to leave. And Hutzim, we also don't want him to leave. So what's the difference? Chilik, you made a chilik. Beautiful.
When's the Shem I went to burn?
No Shem. No more Shem than burn. I don't think it's more Shem. That's a different, maybe you're going with a different mahalach. He wants to go a different mahalach than you. And maybe Rechora is more of something that's going to get you out. Then you're going to sit there, you'll get poked a little bit. No, you'll sit. But bad smell, like depends. He's, I guess, Lays is more neshama person. Neshima, it stares him the neshima. Some more people, Magushim, it stares them more like being poked on the head. It's a ventzach, it's not chlor. Kenzai, but they're saying different svar. They're saying the pshat is that one is a din lechevtz of the schach, the one's not. But lamaisa, what's the point? The point is we don't want him leaving a sukkah. So what difference does it make if it's din lechevtz of the schach or not?
So it's not just a chilik. The Rambam isn't discussing this type of case. He's discussing this is puzzle schach.
But I'm answering your question though. But lamaisa, is it they have the same reason? Is it the same percentage of them leaving?
That's why he's bringing it here, but it's a different discussion.
So I mean, is it possible though? Is the mice a puzzle?
Yes, because the same reason.
It'll be possible. Possible? It'll be possible?
No.
So why not? It's the same reason.
We had like bottle dates kolodim that reicha is going to be for sure people leave, but this is another dar b'tar suchusucha.
You can you're going back on your assumption that there's a difference. I'm not sure. I want to go with their mahalach. I want to tweak it like this. This is what I want to do. I want to tweak it like this. Yeah, Chaim, I just want to bring it out. The word is like this. When the Chacham, hold on one second, okay, you get you. When the Chachamim came along and said, there's a problem with your sukkah, what did they just do? They're going to say, okay, we don't like this sukkah. A person, let's say a person builds a sukkah near a farm. They're going to say, sukkah's not kosher. Why is my sukkah not kosher? Because it's built near a farm? What type of din is that? The Chachamim made a din in Tzchach. Your schach has conditions midyoy raisa. What are the conditions midyoy raisa in your schach? Mekabel tumah, gedulim and aretz, all these things. And there were moisif adin in the schach. That was the geder of the takonas chachomim. We said to you, soy, the chachom don't just walk over and say, okay, your sukkah's no good. Why? We don't like it. The chachom made a geder. The sivus had takono is what? In order that you shouldn't. What's the geder of the takona? The schach is puzzle. This is puzzle schach. That was the geder of the takona. Says the Rambam, when the chachomim have a geder, so then they puzzle it, midrabanon, lechatchila, whatever it is. But over here, the hutzim are not your schach. So what are we going to say? We don't like your sukkah, so therefore it's puzzle. It isn't good sukkah. We're telling you, stay away from this. This is a bad idea. But we're not puzzling the sukkah. What's the geder? So sukkah's not puzzle, says the Rambam.
So what is it? What is it?
It's just an annoyance. It's an annoyance.
It's not always an annoyance. It's only in the case.
What?
Rechara always in the
pasul. Rechara is pasul because it's a pasul in the schach. The schach is bringing out. The lashon of the Rambam is.
If you have a sukkah above 20, it's in above
mala. Correct. Right. It's in this situation, it's an annoyance. You're not going to passel hutzim. What you're saying is that I could somehow make it absolute in the hutzim, I'd passel that too. But I can't do that. You can't say hutzim aren't always a problem. Lechoyra. If you ask the Rambam, should you build your sukkah next to a farm? What would he tell you?
No.
Tzarech lizar. It's the same thing. It's a tzarech lizar. Is it a good thing? It's not a good. It's not a wise thing. It's not the smart place to build your sukkah. It's nichla on the tzarech lizar. Azoy learned the Rambam. Kum tzigein the svasemes. The halakha svasemes says I have a right to the Rambam. I have a right to that puzzle. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel said it's puzzle.
Is animals a wolf?
What?
Is animals a wolf? Sukkah.
Back in the day, they weren't so as sensitive to the smells of animals. They all lived with animals all the time.
That's kind of outside of the sukkah.
I feel if it's an inveilo, maybe.
No, you know, he's just bringing a point that you have bad smells in your sukkah.
I feel if it's an inveilo.
This doesn't make a difference if it's in or outside of your
sukkah. No, we're talking about the schach itself.
The hutzim? No. I'm saying, we says like this, the same way hutzim, which is not your schach. And the Rambam says, tzarech lizoer. He doesn't want to make it puzzle. He just wants to know, why are we talking about putting animals as aside? The Chari should say tzarech lizoer. It's a bad example. Back in the day, people were they had animals, they had barns, they were comfortable with that. Like garbage men are okay with the garbage, they were okay with their animals. They lived with their animals. So it's normal.
Yeah, but
Amen. Akoponim, there in Rabbeinu Chananel steht posel. In Rambam steht Tzarech Lizor, it's not posel. Kumts again, the Heilige Svas Emes. In Zok the Svas Emes, L'choira, I have a right to the Rambam. What's the right to the Rambam? The Mishnah says, Sukkah she'ena gavoya asar tvachem is posel. What happens if your entire sukkah is less than 10 at Tvachim? Frak the Gemara minalan. Where do we know it from? And the Gemara is scrambling for all the types of makaris. Halacha l'mashmi Sinai. It's not out from a pasuk, from this. I don't get it. Diras rucha. If hutzim going into 9 make it a diras rucha, so then l'chayra, if the sukkah is lower than 10, 9 also makes it into a diras rucha. So why didn't the Gemara just say, Andor, but Dira Srucha? And Zeu. What do I see? Dira Srucha is not possible. And therefore the Gemara has to find a different psul. What's the paslos? It's al shir, us this or that.
That's only why less than 10.
Huh?
That's only why less than 10 is not okay. But who says 10 is okay?
Yeah. Didn't get it.
The Gemara asked Melala not just why less than 10 is not good. I'm asking why maybe who says 10 is okay?
Okay, that, 15, so Sasem is assuming not like that. Once we know you need Defanis, so unless you tell me, like, where did you get that you need more? Why would you think that I need 20? Where did you get that from? You want to make up? I need 15.
Why 10 is okay? Or like, why?
I know that 9 is not okay. Hold on a second. I know that 5 is not okay.
Yeah, sure.
I know 6 is not okay. 7, 8, 9. Is 10 okay?
10, you don't know.
Okay, so why do you think it's not okay? You're going to say, I need to tell Makar that it's okay, and the Makar it's not okay. Maybe. Oh, so what's Pshat Rabbi Nachal? Comes along the Ritva and says the Ritva, Moiridik Alamdus. Moiridik in the Veltarain. What's up, the Ritva? Haide Amrin on Haisa Gavaya Asar Tvachim. Who's the Yonah Sach Asar Tvachim? So by the way, I'm going to say, Vikihechi. Rava says back to him, what does Rava answer to Abaye? I'm in the Ritva. Shiny hocha, the boy halal asara ponui mischach. Shiny hocha, here is different. You said Abaye, it's kimandalis nayudami, that because it's chamsur mitzvah, it's like it's not here. Here is different. The boy halal asara ponui mischach. Do loy lahavi dira srucha. I don't want it to be a dira srucha. Vigabe ho loy amrinon kimandeles naihu. We don't say it as if it doesn't exist. To chazina des naihu. Vavdila dira srucha. Lefichach afilu bidi eved psula. Vololchat chilo bilvad. What's the Ritva saying? He's saying, I'm telling you why it's the chas. It's even it's possible with the Evid. Why? He says, Shiny hocha, deboy chalal asara ponui mischach. Deloy havi dira srucha. Vigabe holoy amrinon kimandeles nayu. I think what the Ritva is saying is as follows. Is the psul of our Gemara, is it pasul misham dira srucha? I don't think so. Dira srucha is just telling us why it's not kimandeles nayu. Abai came along and said, you know, we made the threshold, we're over 10. Because the hutzim is kimandeles nayu. Comes Rav and says, no, it's not kimandeles nayu. It's kimande is nayu. So now, how high is your sukkah? It's now less than 10. So what's going to be the psul? What's going to passel? Less than 10. It's not a psul as dira sukkah. It's not saying we're going to come with a bazundere, zeitige, egene. I missed one of them. What? Yeah, andere. Andere. Andere psul. It's not a psul from the zeit. It's saying what Abaye thought. Abaye said, oh, the sukkah, the height of the sukkah is okay. So we thought the pshat is whoever comes and says, you're right, your height's okay, you got a different problem, buddy. You have a bezundera problem. No, the Ritzvah is saying it's not a bezundera problem. The psul is the fact that your sukkah is not 10 tvachim tall. It's not 10 tvachim. What do you mean? It's only chansim rebitzilsa. So that's commandal esnayu. No, it's not. I'll prove to you it's not commandal esnayu. Because anything that's going to affect your sukkah is not commandal esnayu. How is it affecting my sukkah? It's only chansim rebitzilsa. It's not a sichuch. Oh, it's affecting your sukkah bad, not good. It's making your sukkah dira sukkah. So it's here. It's having an impact on my sukkah. That's going to lower the challah. Now my sukkah is only 9 tvachim high. It's possible. But why is it possible, my friends? Your end of the day, bottom line, why does the Ritzvah say it's pasul? The sukkah is pasul because?
You have 10 tvachim.
Who said you need 10 tvachim? That's the Gemara later on. The Gemara says, how do I have 10 tvachim? You can't say, the Sfasem is kasha, is a joke according to the Ritzvah. You can't say, oh, you know why it's pasul? Because Dir Srucha. Dir Srucha is not a pasulus. What do you mean? Our Gemara says pasul. Our Gemara says pasul because of Asara. Dir Srucha just makes that now I see it, Kamanda Esnayu. But now that it's Kamanda Esnayu, who said it's pasul? Well, it's less than 10. So tell me, what's the Makor of less than 10? Pasul, Kahal Chem Shvei Sinai, okay.
Why can't you less than 10 Srucha?
Because we never found Srucha being a psul. Who said Srucha is a psul? The Rambam didn't say Srucha is a psul. Maybe the Ritzvah also doesn't say Srucha is a psul. It's not a psul. All it does, dearest Srucha, is it tells us it's Kamanda Esnayu. Now that it's Kamanda Esnayu, I lower my halal. I'll tell you an afkamina, my friends. This is an afkamina. What happens if a person has something pokey in his sukkah? Not his chutzin, not from his schach. He has pokey stuff in his sukkah, a pokey decoration in his sukkah. What? Okay, but he didn't take it out. He's sitting there. He's got his pokey stuff in his sukkah.
Still minimizes space.
What?
Still minimizes space.
What?
He deserves the minimizes.
Tippish. Now.
It depends.
Tippish.
What? Sheval shavur also affects.
Yes.
Ich tracht, my friends, that maybe it'll be kosher. Well, according to the Rambam, is it kosher?
Do it.
Yeah, it might be. It's not a smart thing to do. Tippish, right? Tippish, don't do that. According to the Ritva, could be kosher. Why?
And
it's not part of your sichuch. It's not my schach. It's posel for schach. It's in the samakabel tuma. So it's not schach. So therefore, yeah. But so then maybe it'll be kosher. Maybe it'll be kosher. The whole pasulus here is because I've lowered my sichuch. What do you mean? It's chamsu mitzilsa. Yeah, but it's not commanded last night because. Okay. Givaldik, my friends.
Can you say that so in Adam Dar with Dira Srucha is not us the Srucha, it's us the in Adam Dar, and it's not a teacher came to Dru?
Yes, we can say that. We're about to say that. Okay. Abayi Sai, up until now is the easy stuff. Here comes the hard stuff. In the back of the Maram HaKlemis, we give out the Tzfuni Sukkah of Kunstler, who's going to be coming, Beis Hashem, hopefully to say Shia Klali soon to the Olam. Good? Givaldik? He's very gentle. Oh, he's so zis. Abrank the Bar Tanura. Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura. Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura. On the Mishnah. What's the reason why sukkah she'ein loy asara tvachim is pasul? She'ein gavoy asara tvachim. What did Rashi say? The Gemara mafarish taima. The Gemara tell us later. What does the Gemara say? Gemara hacks because of pasul, because of Chashmei Sinai. The Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura says something totally different. You know why sukkah less than 10 is no good? Because ein adam dar b'dira sukkah. Ein adam dar b'dira sukkah. Everybody said, does this work with the way that we explain the Ritva?
No.
No, we explain the Ritva au contraire. That Dira Srucha is just because of Asar Tvachim. Not Asar Tvachim, is because Dira Srucha. What are we doing over here? It sounds like the Bar Tanura is doing something else. What's he saying? He's saying, you want to know why the sukkah is pasul? Because Anam Darbi Dira Srucha. Dira Srucha is a paslos in the sukkah. Mitzad Atzmoy is a paslos. Now we got to get back to the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Kasha of the Svasemis. Well, so why does the Gemara over there have to say? We went into all these different reasons because of pasuk, because there's a kusiv and this and that. What's going on? Just say there is srucha. You have a Gemara. That was the right to the Rambam, and we said in the ritual this raid and Torah. And so, but according to the Rambam, what's the pshat? Comes the Achoreinim. This is the standard raid. We're going to get to now afterwards. The standard is comes the Achoreinim. I tell you, Sdo tzvei dinim, haflov afele. Nice brisker vort. Zwei dinim. Eine is a din in machitze, and eine is a din in the suke, in the schach, in the halal, however you want to say it. Say it in the halal. Sounds better in the halal. Eine is a din in the machitze, and the zweite is a din in the halal. Eine on dor bedira strucha is a din in the machitze. What do you think? Is a din in the machitze? It's a din in the halal. I'll explain to you. Let's say you have a halal without mechitzas. You don't have mechitzas. Oh, you have a mechitza. It's three tvachim tall. The halal is 20 tvachim, and the mechitzas are 5 tvachim. Is that comfortable for you? Ganz beseder? Right. So the din of enon dor b'dir sucha is klapei the halal hasuka. But what happens if a person has a halal? What happens if he has mechitzas of asar? But he has hutzin yordin without the ritva. Okay, leave the ritva out of your head for a second. We have mechitzas of asar and hutzin yordin. Do you have mechitzas of asar? Yeah. Yes. So mitzad the mechitzas, is the sukkah going to be good? Yeah. Sudar under a din. There's a din of halal needs asar. So it's tzvei dinim, and we need both of them. If I only had the din of the halal, I wouldn't need walls. I'd have teeny tinchy little walls, and that'll be fine. No, the din that the mechitza needs to also be a sar. If I didn't have the din of the halal, only the din of the mechitzas, I would think mechitzas are sar. Hutzin yordim is fine. I have my mechitzas. I have a sar. Elamai, we need both dinim, and they're both true. So don't ask me why does it say minolon, because I need two dinim. One is a din, enam dar b'dir esrucha. The other one is a din, you have a shir mechitza, which is not from Xeris HaKasim, but Lachos Shemisir, from where you learn from. What are you tying up? Okay, a lot of work here, my friends. Okay, beautiful. Like crisp yeshivish alumnus. I'll befrekt Rav Naftali, Rav Rafal Kunzler. He says, yeah, but it's fine, it's nice, it's geschmack. But Lamaisa, why does the Bartanur decide to choose that reason of Dira Srucha? Why did he choose that reason? And aside for that, when the Gemara brings the Mishnah says, Enos Gora Asar Tvachim, Minolan, the Gemara struggles with where do we learn it from? Why didn't the Gemara just say Dira Srucha? It's the Sveta Din, okay, Mechatesi. And if you tell me there's a Sveta Din, it's Mashma in the Mishnah, so then why did the Gemara just... why is the Gemara going one way and the Bartanur is going the other way? The Gemara is focusing on the Pasuk, that means the Gemara is focusing on the Psul and the Mechitzas, and the Bartanur is focusing on the Psul and the Schach, Mechatesi, why... So comes Rav Kunzler and he says a different pshat. And he says the following basic yosait. He says, we said in the Ritva that what does Dira Srucha do? It makes that it's lacking halal. And really it's the shear, there's a shear of asar, and the Dira Srucha just makes you don't have the shear. He says, Weiss doch ois in the Bartanur, it's pum farkert. It's pum farkert. The Torah gave a shear of asar tvachim. Let me ask you a question. Why is there a shear of asar tvachim? What is that? That's just a number out of the hat? That's just like, oh, that's a nice number. Let's make asar tvachim. Ken zayn. Was steht in them? Was liegt in them? In the shear is that less than asar tvachim is a dira srucha. So dira srucha is the makar, is the shoyrish of the halachah of Shmi Sinai. So really, it comes from halachah Shmi Sinai. Without the halachah Shmi Sinai, I wouldn't know what's a dira srucha. I mean, maybe I could try to figure it out with scientists and chveis nishvas. But the Torah is being kaiveya. What's the shear of dira srucha? Asar tzvachim. Where the Torah say that in halachah Shmi Sinai, dort and stay. A sukkah has to be asar tzvachim farvas shear. What's the shear? What's the side of the shear? And I'm doing this dira srucha.
The Gemara later on sounds like that when it discusses it.
I don't know if the Gemara sounds like that, but the Levush definitely sounds like that. So we can read together a little bit, my friends. In the last paragraph, it's on the back of the Mara Mekoymus. In the middle of the last paragraph, he says the words, Umatsasi es advarim mifurashim belevush. See those words? Umatsasi es advarim mifurashim belevush. Yuin shan simin tuf resh lamed gimel vizela shaynai. Veloy tehe nemucha hasukka mishiura. Sukka should not be less than its shear. What's the shear? V'asar tvachim. Shem eino gavai asar tvachim psula. The Hachi Agmere Hilchus of Messina. It's Halacha Mash Messina. The Taima and the reason the Mistaber Hu the Fisha ain't a royal Adira. It's not royal Adira. What does that mean? It's Adira Srucha. What do you mean? I thought you said Halacha Mash Messina a second ago. Says the Levush, Halacha Mash Messina is we have to try to figure out what that is. We have to try to decode Halacha Mash Messinai. What is he saying, Asara? Why Asara? Yeah, Teretz is Tzeinu Roi L'dira. That's Pshat in the Rabbi Tanura.
Why is it wrong?
Okay, we'll have to see. Hold on one second. I want to just explain what I always say. You remember we said something very similar. Zion al Zion. Where's the Makar for Zion al Zion? Machlokes Rif. And other Rishonim, Rambam, Tosfos, right? There's a Ran in there. Where did the Rambam say the Makar for Zion al Zion is? The Rambam. Where do we find that Rambam in Metzia?
By Zoraim.
The Rambam in Hakdama to Mishnayis and Zoraim says Halacha Mash Messinai. But we were magdir that it's not Stam Halacha Mash Messinai of Zion al Zion, because then it's not Chad Taimahu with the other din of Beis Shammai. Two answers, right? But in the Pshat of Rabbi Yoshua ben Salvechik, we said Vos state in Zion al Zion, state in Zion al Zion. That's the sheer yeshiva. That without that you can't sit in a sukkah. So says the Tzuri sukkah. It's the same thing with Yud. What's the Pshat of the sheer Yud? Because you can't sit in a sukkah. They're all this is the halacha which you see, and it's giving you the taich of yeshiva. A yeshiva this way and a yeshiva that way. This is a yeshiva. So it comes out. The Be'etzem, we seem to have three Mahalchim here in the Sugya. The Mahalich of the Rambam seems to be that Dira Srucha doesn't passel. Dira Srucha is it's Tzorech Lizoyer, it's not such a great thing to do. The Mahalich of the Ritva is Dira Srucha passels, but not because of Dira Srucha. Why does Dira Srucha passel? Because it's not Ten Tvachim. Why does Ten Tvachim passel? Melachos B'Sinai. And the Mahalich of the Bar Tanura, and he brings other rites from other Achroinim and Shoinim, is no, Dira Srucha passels. Why? Because it's felt in the yeshiva. It's felt in the yeshiva. Where did you get that from? I got it from the Melachos B'Sinai. But so it's almost like the fakert of the pshat of the ritva. But now it's going to say it's going to pass because of that. Now my shaila is, and I don't have klar on this, my friends. According to the pshat we're saying now in the Bar Tanura, what happens if you have something that's pokey in your sukkah, and it's not part of your schach? It's pokey in your sukkah, and it's not part of your schach. Would it pass or not?
You have a lachmas.
Same way as Yishamim Yardim,
Lucharias. L'chor, yes.
You don't have a lot of Lamech Messina
that's there beforehand.
Right.
We just didn't even magdir the hype of the sukkah.
Right.
And that's where it's coming. I mean, we have some type of hype of
Yudah. David's not happy.
We need to be magdir the star that we already have. I mean, we need to be give the star for the gather that we already have.
Right.
But the star is there already.
Yeshaz does it, but does the star passel midiraisa? That's what I'm not sure about. That's what I'm not sure about. There might not be Halacha Lamech Messina. I'm not sure about that. I'm saying the source of Halacha Lamech Messina is the din. In other words, we said, according to the Rambam, that even though Zayin al-Zayin is a din in the Yeshiva Sukkah, yeah, we can, from that we could extrapolate Durabanans, maybe. I'm not sure. What are you, Taina?
Same as Geshen.
That what?
Same way Asur Sin in the Sukkah. Not because it's as possible, but same way it's Asur Sin in the Sukkah. When it's raining, it's the same idea as something pokey in the Sukkah. Also, together, they took it to do it.
So that won't pass in the sukkah, maybe. Maybe it's not yeshiva. Maybe it'll have yeshiva. That could be.
Pokey things coming out of the wall?
Let's say.
So coming out of the wool, you don't have sheva on sheva. Unless it's within.
Oh yeah, it might be coming out. Can't be coming out of the wall. Could be can't be coming out of the wall.
No, I don't think the question. I don't think it's a problem because it's not like once you have your shrucha, then you have a problem. There's clearly you have a problem, and the halachah mishum sinai and the psukim and all that. That's telling us it's teaching your shrucha for us. It's teaching with the tenth tefachim. If it's a zaitik thing and it's nothing to do with the tenth tefachim, then who cares? It's like dear shrucha is just.
It's a dear shrucha.
But it's not really a dear. The way we're saying is that. Dira Srucha is the problem, and the Halacha Mishum Sinai is explaining to us what Dira Srucha is. So if this pokey thing is not in the parameters of Halacha Mishum Sinai, of Dira Srucha, then it's not Dira Srucha.
I would say it like this. I would say that it's not part of the dira. No, the halacha mishum sinai is you have to have a dira. It's not a dira. Grada, if I sit on one foot in a, like a very awkward way or whatever, so it's like very, it's very, it's not a way to. So I put some pokey thing in my sukkah. Okay, maybe you would invite to, but maybe it's not a, it's not in a darba dira srucha. It's not a chelik of the dira. Can't say. Okay, Rabbi said the next sugya is the sugya of itztabo. The Gemara says, "Ha'isa gavoya me'esrim ama ubana ba itztaba keneged ha'im toifenayim tzoi." You built a platform. The Gemara gets into the halacha mishum sinai called doifen akuma. There is over here lots and lots of Torah. This is a major, major sugya in the first parak. We're going to continue with that, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow. No, because chutzim are part of your sikha. So therefore, chutzim can be a ma'ita halal for the part of the schach.
Okay, over here. The first Rashi.